Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey everyone, welcome to Red Men Bite Size with me, Paul Machin, taking a bite-sized look at all of the news stories around Liverpool Football Club on today, Monday the 22nd of May. We've got a little bit of reaction to the weekend's draw with Aston Villa. We've got some news around Liverpool's vacant director of football position. Some stuff on signings, particularly in the defensive area. The big news and the headline news comes from Argentina, where rumours of an Alexis McAllister deal seems to be spreading like wildfire, and a former Liverpool hard man turns swimmer in a role that's been filled by a British great comedian in the past. Yeah, that'll do. Right, we're going to start things off then with Neil Mellor and Dietmar Hamann, who took to social media to criticise the offside VAR decision given against Cody Gakpo and technically Virgil van Dijk in the 1-1 draw with Aston Villa. We saw the ball end up in the back of the net. It went to VAR. The referee was then asked to go and look at the screen, and then he overruled his own decision and denied the goal. So, the Liverpool Echo write, the Premier League released a statement to explain the decision-making process, clarifying the goal was chalked off as Ezri Konsa had not deliberately touched the ball. The quote is, the VAR recommended a review and referee John Brooks determined it was a deflection off Ezri Konsa, not a deliberate play. However, taking to Twitter, former Reds forward Neil Mellor slammed the decision, saying, I don't know how a ref can honestly think this was a deflection and not deliberate play. A rubbish decision and a baffling interpretation of what a deliberate play is by a footballer. And then replying to Mellor, Dietmar Hamann said, couldn't agree more. Just goes to show that VAR isn't improving decision making, even with offside incidents. It gets worse by the week. There is no improvement. We gained nothing and lost a lot of what makes football enjoyable. Football without it was purer and better. Scrap it. So yes, two former Liverpool players weighing in, not just on that particular decision, but VAR in general. It was a very, very unique set of circumstances, really, wasn't it? And one of the major criticisms remains of this is, of course, that the experience inside the ground is even worse because you don't have clear access to what is being checked, what's being looked at. Even the television coverage isn't clear, but within the ground there is minimal other than it's, you know, there's a VAR check happening. Often they'll explain what the check is for, you know, is it handball or, you know, a red card offence, you know, serious foul play, etc., etc. But there was a real sense of confusion if it was offside. A lot of people believed in the ground that it therefore must have been a handball because we'd never seen a referee go to check an offside call on the monitor. We do know, obviously, it was slightly more complex than normal. But yeah, a really, really frustrating set of circumstances and definitely echoed by the sentiments of those two former Liverpool players. Someone who is about to join the football club, in the vacant director of football role. We've talked about him for a number of weeks now. It looks like this has been on the cards for at least that time. Jörg Schmadtke is close to short-term deal to become Liverpool's sporting director, reports Paul Gorst of the Liverpool Echo. The subheading is, former football coach and goalkeeper Jörg Schmadtke is on his way to Liverpool to take over from Julian Ward. And they go on to write, Liverpool are hopeful of announcing Jörg Schmadtke as the new director of football imminently as the German gets set to fly into Merseyside to conclude talks this week. Jamaica's number one target to replace Julian Ward earlier this month as the current incumbent of the sporting director position prepares to walk away from the club after over a decade of number of different roles. The Echo understands Smadke is due to fly into the region toward the end of this week to iron out the final details of what is likely to be a short-term arrangement that will have the potential to extend if suitable for all parties. The former Wolfsburg chief will work closely with head of recruitment Dave Fallows and Chief Scout Barry Hunter behind the scenes at the AXA Training Centre as Liverpool look to significantly bolster their squad in an effort to challenge again next term. He established himself a reputation as a straight-talking operator during his time in Germany and has seen his reputation rise following the success he enjoyed at Aachen, Hanover, Cologne and Wolfsburg, who qualified for the Champions League 2 years ago on the 59-year-old's watch. His expected appointment will see him become Liverpool's third sporting director in 12 months after Ward officially replaced the vaunted Michael Edwards at the end of last season before surprisingly announcing his summer exit in November. Yeah, really interesting stuff. Obviously, there's been lots of talk around this, so we're quite lucky that Dan Club here at Redmen TV got on a Skype / Zoom call with Eric Meyer, former Liverpool forward, who has some great insight into Schmadtke and what he's likely to do at Liverpool. That expert insight, and it might even be called transfer insight, is streaming right now on Redmen Plus. .com in video and in podcast form. So if you want to get a little bit of a greater understanding about this guy and some interpretation of how he's going to fit in at Liverpool, then do go and check that show out, certainly. More on Liverpool's hierarchy, and obviously going into the summer, the responsibilities of Jorg will be to secure Liverpool's next era of transfer business. This is Anfield. Our reporting on Times journalist Paul Joyce's take on this, but first and foremost, TIA saying Jürgen Klopp is said to be interested in bringing in a defender this summer, as well as midfield additions, with one England international link with a move to Anfield. Liverpool have been linked with a fair share of centre-backs in recent weeks, including Sporting's Gonçalo Inácio, Brighton's on loan Levi Colwill, Benfica's Antonio Silva, plus Josko Gvardiol and Jared Branthwaite. Klopp was asked directly whether he intended to bring in a new centre-back in his Aston Villa press conference last week. And now reliable JNO Paul Joyce, who asked that, has followed it up by saying the manager is, and the quotation is, interested in defensive signings. It's claimed that Klopp wants defensive signings in addition to Alexis McAllister and Mason Mount in midfield. This report arrives at the same time it's claimed by another journalist, Simon Jones of The Mail, that Liverpool are interested in England and Crystal Palace centre-back Mark Guehi. Former Chelsea defender, 22, joined Palace 2 years ago and has been highly impressive at the London side, earning international recognition with England and making his debut for Gareth Southgate's side last year. He was tipped by many to go to the World Cup, but was subsequently overlooked for the likes of Harry Maguire. I'm not sure whether any of that's picking up, but it sounds like party time in the Redmen office right now. Guehi's said to be wanted by Liverpool, Arsenal, Tottenham and Man United with a potential £50 million price tag. One thing that would certainly appeal is his reliability, completing 36 Premier League games this season, in stark contrast to Liverpool's injury hit Matip and Konate. Responding to the question on a potential defender arriving this summer, Klopp said, "We look in all departments, apart from goalkeeper, in the moment." Manager insists that recent improved form won't change his summer plans. "If there is a good one out there, I would not deny it, that's all. How I said, we have to, and we do, look in all areas of the pitch, definitely." So forwards incoming at Liverpool. Good stuff. Good to see Liverpool are on the margin looking for another centre-half. I think it's quite clear that it's time to refresh that department again. Maybe it's time for John Matter to move on. There's been some whispers on the grapevine that this would be his final Liverpool season. And with the shift of role required for someone like Andy Robertson, would someone as a left footer maybe be more suited than that? Time will tell, but yeah, don't be shocked to see Liverpool dip into the defensive market this summer.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states.
United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Another one that Adam Beattie of This Is Anfield is reporting, but comes from Argentine media. First off, from This Is Anfield, details of a deal for Alexis McAllister to Liverpool have been reported by reliable media in his native Argentina, including the fee, wages and contract length. The World Cup winning midfielder has been the source of plenty of speculation ahead of the upcoming transfer window, as Jurgen Klopp plans an overhaul of his midfield options. His contract with the Seagulls runs out in the summer of 2025, but looks increasingly likely to be playing his football away from the Amex next season. So they then go on to say reports from Argentine newspaper La Nación have indicated that the 24-year-old is set to command a fee of around $60 million and a weekly wage of $100K. So in going over to lanacion.com.ar and using the wonders of Google Translate, let's hear what La Nación have to say. The high regard they earned in the World Cup and the Argentine national team added to the outstanding performances in their clubs put some footballers as protagonists of resonant transfers. The first one that moved in the market was at the beginning of the year, Chelsea's hiring of Enzo Fernandez for €121 million, a record figure for a national player. The next one would be Alexis McAllister with an amount that would place his within the five highest negotiations for an Argentine soccer player. McAllister would not change country, but he would go from a club that has a good eye for detecting promises, Brighton. He assured it at the beginning of 2019 for €8 million, to one that is in need of reinforcements to fight for big goals, Liverpool. He would sign a contract through 2028 with an option for one more season and an annual salary of $6 million. According to reliable journalistic information from Europe and Argentina, Liverpool has already reached an agreement with McAllister and details remain with Brighton close to a sale for €70 million, which would place it in fourth place behind Enzo Fernandez, Gonzalo Higuain, €90 million, and Angel Di Maria at €75 million. Liverpool is not the only interested party, but it's the one that made the most progress in the negotiations and took advantage of Chelsea. Alexis is to the taste of Mauricio Pochettino, the next coach, and Manchester United. Whatever his fate, the midfielder who emerged in Argentinos has his days numbered in a club that has already complied with its management model. Hire young people who have room for evolution, empower them and sell them with capital gains. Roberto De Zerbi, Brighton's coach, admitted a few days ago that it would be difficult to retain McAllister and Moises Caicedo. Las Gaviotas already have, in anticipation of future departures, like Gaviotas already have from January to Facundo Buenanotte, former youth player for Rosario Central. He says, I know the policy of our club, my club, and we must be prepared to bring in other good players. So there you go. Does that lean towards the fact that, yeah, Alexis McAllister is a formality to Liverpool Football Club? I guess we'll know more in the coming, probably a week from now, when the season's all done and dusted. If it's going to happen, you would imagine it will happen at a pretty quick pace, with all players heading off on post-season holidays and what have you, and Liverpool keen to have their business done early this window. That right now looks like the one most likely to happen. But yeah, obviously when and if it does happen, rest assured that on Redmen, across our network on YouTube and podcast, and of course in much more detail over on redmenplus.com. We'll have all the info that you need on those transfers. BBC Breakfast did an interview with Graeme Souness this morning, down on the coast, with a little bit of news that the former Liverpool footballer is swapping being a TV pundit to swim the English Channel. The 70-year-old told BBC Breakfast he's doing it for the charity Debra, which supports people living with epidemoliosis bullosa. So yeah, Graeme Souness is going to be swimming the English Channel. And if you, therefore, if that helps you unlock the reference from the start of the podcast, then well done to you. It was a stretch, I admit. But yeah, really good. Good on him, Graeme Souness. Good to see, you know, and what you've seen is a lot of real positivity from people who know Suey online. They're talking about this guy who's famed for being this tough tackler, this hard man and what have you. But deep down, when it comes to a good cause, he's... obviously, we're putting himself on the line to be able to raise funds for an excellent cause. So, yeah, good luck to Graeme Souness, both in the doing it and in the recovery from it. As a 70-year-old man, I know as a man who's significantly younger than that, that I would not fare very well in taking on said challenge. Right, I'm done with today's podcast, but we're not done with plenty of things to draw your attention to. I've just recorded the Red Men Originals podcast, which is available for free on all podcasting apps and services. I've done a podcast on my podcast, which is called The Mate Podcast, about Curtis Jones and whether it's time to give him the respect that he's earned over the last few weeks of performances for the Reds. The Biased Football podcast is exclusive to redmenplus.com, where we had a good old chat about the 115 Chargers football club that's just lifted its fifth Premier League title in 6 years. Very heated that got. Really, really, really good podcast. So I highly do recommend checking that out if you want to get that. And our Roberto Firmino, Bobby Firmino, Best in the World, 3-part documentary series coming out this June, and everything that we do in podcast and videos on Redmen Plus. If you go there, choose Club Captain yearly subscription and then put in the code YEAR, Y-E-A-R. You're going to get 50% off a yearly subscription. That makes it just £25 for the entire year, which is a ridiculous amount of value for the amount of content we're putting out. And with all the things that we mention on here, you're getting expert insights, transferred insights, journal insights. So if you actually want to hear from authorities on subjects like tactics and transfers and all the things happening around Liverpool, not just the usual opinion, which you can get everywhere on podcast and YouTube, and of course we've got you covered on that as well. But if you want to listen to what people who really know what they're talking about when it comes to the Reds talk, then yeah, do consider going to redmenplus.com, use that code YEAR and get it for 50% off for the whole year. It's a ridiculous deal. It's going to get you that Bobby Doc, and Liverpool are going to be challenging for major honours this time next year, and you're still going to have it. Highly recommend it, and I hope to see and hear from you over there. Anyway, that's it from me for Bite Size. Have a boss week.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.